the Gra, and it's interesting, in 10 minute Chassidus, we're going to be focusing on the Torah of the Gra. Sukkis is the yard site of the Gra, and the Gra, Zechus HaYagin Aleinu, was referred to as Rebbe Eliyahu HaChassid. And there's so much Chassidus in our Messiah from the Gra, as well as from the G'dolei Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. The Gra is quoted as saying an interesting line, which is going to be the framework that we're going to use in these next few minutes to understand the progression of Sukkis to Shmini Atzeres. And he talks about one particular mitzvah, the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, and quotes a pasuk that is an extremely powerful passage. When it comes to the taking of the four minim, tam lama halula vahadas varava ba'aguda v'loa esrog. It's well known that the process of taking the four minim together is the combination of different parts of both different types of Jews, different parts of the body, the lulav representing the spine, the esrog, the heart. And the Gra points out that when it comes to the taking of the esrog is not bound with the other minim. Ki hi nasna la'adam l'chabra. In contrast to where the mitzvah itself joins the lulav and hadas and arava together, when it comes to the esrog, there the esrog, the human being, has to join. K'moyshe kasuv ha-shamayim shamayim l'ashem v'oretz nasan l'vnei adam. As the pasuk says, that the heavens were given to God and the earth was given to us. What does that pasuk mean? What's the significance of the esrog as one in which we bring towards the lulav? The essence of the avodah of Sukkis, following Yom HaKippurim, as we've discussed previously, is the avodah, the transition of lefnei Hashem titaru, standing as angels, pure, white, on Yom HaKippurim, and then sitting in the sukkah and seeing the world after Yom HaKippurim from the perspective of angels, and then living in the tzela de numnusa, the shade of God in the sukkah, representing the anane akava, the clouds, God's protection of Klal Yisrael, and elevating everything lefnei Hashem, usmachtem, rejoicing, being full in all parts of man's existence, lefnei Hashem, in front of God. That's the avoda of the sukkah. Rav Amos Luban Shlita told the Talmidim in the Old City an amazing take on the ichud, the bringing together of our relationship with God and man's existence, that is proclaimed in probably the most important pasuk in the Torah itself, the passage of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hear Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. The word one, Rav Amos pointed out, is Ach Dalid. Aleph Ches, which is the word of brother, Dalid, connotates, the Maharal writes in many places, the four directions of the world, the spreading out, the tzimtzum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. And when we shake the Dalet Minim, what we're doing is, we're bringing together four different types of Jews, bringing together all of man's existence, all four corners of the world, la'achay, to bring it together. And that's what Echad is, Ach Dalet. The great Nachlas David, who was a Talmud of the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, writes the following in regards to the esrog, and this will have partly the solution. With this, we'll have the solution to what the Gra is referring to when he says Hashamayim Shamayim Lashem, and will build towards Shmini Atzeres. Says the Nachlas David, Kine esrog hu neged ois yud mishem hakodesh, ki be ois yud nivra olamos elyon. The Nachlas David, Rev. David Cohen points out, and Sefer Zman Simchasim is making reference to the Gemara Menachos on Daf Chav Tes. The Gemara Menachos tells us that from the letter Yud in the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the upper worlds. Olam Haba, says the Gemara Chav Tes on the base. Says the Nachlas David, the reason why the Esrog was always the pristine of all the Dalet Minim, it represents the Tzaddik who is both Torah and Maisim Tovim, and we are marked it has to be pre-Eitz Hadar. The Hidur in the tradition of Klal Yisrael was always looking for the most beautiful of the Esrogim, because that represents the purest place of Olam Haba. The responsibility and the Avoda of Sukkis is for us to take that most pristine place of Yom HaKippur Lefnei Hashem Titaru, and as the Gra said, HaShamayim Shamayim Lashem, which represents the Yud of Briyas Olam, the Olamos Al Yonim, to bring it together with the other Dalet Minim, to bring it together even with the Arava. Even our mundane existence needs to be joined, because that is Simcha, that is Shlemos, that is completion, and that is the way a person comes close to Gud Shabrichu, when all parts of his existence are unified. And therefore the ultimate in Avodas Hashem is not Yom HaKippurim, but it's Shmini Atzeres. We go from Sukkot to Hoshana Rabbah, then to Hashmini Atzeres. Let's stop at Hoshana Rabbah. Let's talk about another part that culminates on Hoshana Rabbah Sukkot, and that is what the Gemara in Tainis on Chafei Mabeis describes, Tahayim El Tahayim Kare Litzin Arecha. We've spoken in detail in the past that the Avoda of Nisuch HaMayim is the desire for us to join the upper worlds and the lower worlds together, that we're separated from the time of Maise Bereshis, as the Gemara describes. And the Avoda of Sukkis is that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our water, our Parnasa, be not something that's simply mundane, but something that's elevated. Something where we drink from the Olamos Elyonim. So we have, first on Sukkot, in both the Sukkah and the Dalet Minim, where we bring together the Dalet Minim, which represent both the Shemos of Hashem and different Jews, and we have Kol HaEzrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos, the joining together of different parts of the Dalet, four parts of the world, and then we go a step further. And that is, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that not only we bring together these four parts that represent the Shemos of Hashem, but we reconcile the contradictions of Briyas HaOlam, or the separations of Briyas HaOlam, the Olamos HaOlyonim, the Mayim HaOlyonim, and the Mayim HaTachtonim. And that culminates in Hoshana Rabbah with the tefillas that we have for Mayim. And then we go a step further. We go to Shmini Atzeres. Famously, the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's now time for us to be alone. Just me and you, Klal Yisrael. After all of the 70 cows have been brought, representing the 70 parts of the world, 70 different nations, 70 different languages, you and I alone. Let's go back to that word, Echad. Ches, the eighth day of Sukkot, which number 8 represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'elyon, after we've processed the Dalet Aruchos, then all we're left is us alone with Kud Shabrich Hu. So there's a process. You have first the Ach Dalet of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, combining together the four parts of the world. Then, as we begin the Nisuch HaMayim of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, what we have is an aspiration for us to bring together the Olamos Elyonim and Tachtonim with the Mayim itself, which were separated from the time of Briyas HaOlam. And Hoshana Rabbah is the ultimate time in which we begin to elevate not simply the four directions, but those two to home, El Tahom Kora Litzin Arecha. And then finally, Shmini Atzeres, which also has the Tefillah of Geshem, is not simply that where we reunify those waters, but rather is the next step of what now is no longer Ach Dalid, but is Chad Aleph. Which means that on the eighth day, that's L'mala Me'ateva, it's not simply about bringing together the four parts of the world, bringing together the four Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the four letters of the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, But now there's something more. And that is we go from togetherness, from completeness, to oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to become one with God. And that's the process. Going from Yom HaKippurim all the way through Shemini Atzeres. Rabbosai, the takeaway. As we enter the last stage of these Yomim Noraim, these awesome days, which culminate not with Yom HaKippurim, but with Shemini Atzeres, is to realize at the end of the day, we are together with God, and we are one with Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we reach the place of oneness with Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we are alone, that there's nothing else, that the four parts of the world, the four directions, the four Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are joined together, we realize Efes Zulasa. There's nothing else except for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Already on Yom HaKippurim and Rosh Hashanah, we prayed V'chol Arisha Kula Ke'eshon Tichla, that all of the evil of the world will disappear like smoke. I heard from Rav Kat, Yaakov Katz Shlita before Ni'ilah on Yom HaKippurim. The idea is that everything else in the world is a mirage. The world is not about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Man struggles. And my children quipped and they said that there was Clinton and Trump got into an accident. Who survived? America. A painful joke. But that's painful if a focus is simply on the Dalid Ruchos of the world. Our realization is that Kol Harisha, all anger, frustration, and evil is all something that was man-made, and at the core of our human existence is something that's pure and beautiful. And when we go from Chol HaMoed Sukkos to Shemini Atzeres, we realize that we become one with Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no need even to bring together the Dalet meaning. And with that, we're ready to take on a new winter, a new challenge. We're able to truly be mesameach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And with that, be able to come back to the original source from whom we come from. To be zocha, to be part of that beautiful Kiseh HaKavod of Kodesh Baruch Hu. To become one with our neshama while celebrating in our guf. And with that, be zocha to be mekadesh shem shamayim in everything that we do.